Hey Charlie, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Victoria. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. I'm
How was
sorry
your
we didn't
weekend?
have. It was good. I got a call from, I think her name is Ian or something, and
Yes.
I don't like speaking with her as much as I like speaking with you because I don't get as good results. So
Okay.
where are we in terms of getting phone calls to come into my number?
Yes, so I looked at your notes here and I see that Google had reached out to you saying, and I know that you had said too, it says please, let me read it here. So you asked for me to call you, so I'm calling you now. But it looks like somebody called you again to clarify your address slash storefront. Now, when you spoke to my tech team, you told them that you don't have a storefront, right? You have
Right.
an, you have, you work out of your home, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So what I'm gonna do here is I'm gonna put in notes.
I work on Zoom.
Yes.
I do all of my mediations on Zoom. And then I have a virtual office, so if I need an office space, I rent an office space in Woodland Hills. But I don't do that until the closing of a mediation. So I do have an office space, but I don't publish the address because I don't receive mail there.
Gotcha.
But I'm a legitimate business, and this questioning is just really getting frustrating.
I agree. So that's why I'm gonna make, I put in the notes here. I said customer does not have a storefront. She works from home. Oh. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Okay, I okay, what I did here is I made a note. I also have tagged the higher up, the higher of the higher ups here. So that way they're gonna look into this on why you keep getting asked the same questions over and over again when we've already made it clear here that you're not a storefront. You do work from the internet. You work from Zoom, but who doesn't? So we get people verified all the time with this. So I don't understand why this is just an ongoing problem. I'm gonna text, I'm gonna not text. I'm gonna tag my manager on this, my higher up manager. And I'm going to push it to his forefront. That way he can push it to the higher ups as well. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to schedule a call back with you, tomorrow in the morning. Is that okay?
That's perfect. I just have to do something to get some phone calls. I've
Yes.
just not gotten any advertising.
Yes. Yeah, and I don't understand what the problem is here. So, we've definitely dropped the ball here. So I'm gonna pick it back up and I'm gonna run it to the nearest station here so that way we can get you going.
I really appreciate that, Charlie. I really should ask for some money back because I really haven't been represented by Low Flash. but you see what you can do about getting me some phone calls and we'll call it even. You know, I just want to get publicized and I just need to get some advertising done.
Right, right. I'm going to talk to my manager about this and then see what we can do. I know the number one goal is to get you phone calls. So I'm going to push this to the forefront as I have, but I'm going to go higher up now because it seems like we're not getting what we need done with the people I've talked to. So I'm going to push it straight to the management here. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem, Victoria. I'll give you a call back around this time, 10:30, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Does that work?
Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Okay, Victoria, I deeply apologize, and I'm going to try to fix it here for you, okay? I'll call you tomorrow with the updates I have for you, okay?
Thanks so much.
No problem. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.